farmers in Europe are expressing concern about those retaliatory sanctions that Russia is imposing on the U.S. and other Western countries in the ongoing fight over Ukraine. Today, Russia's prime minister spelled out the details. Next year, Russia will ban most food imports from the West, meat, fish, milk, milk products such as cheese, as well as fruit and vegetables from the U.S., the European Union, Australia, Canada, and Norway. The head of the Dutch Federation of Agriculture and Horticulture predicted prices will drop across Europe because of oversupply, but what else might happen? Edward Lucas writes for The Economist. He's author of The New Cold War. A new edition of his book came out this week. He joins us by Skype. And Edward, we'll get to your take on what you call this new Cold War. But what is your take on Russia's sanctions? What effect will they have?
I think we have to be very careful about connecting the rhetoric from the Kremlin with reality on the ground in Russia. And my guess is that quite a lot of Western food products will continue to be sold in Russia, given how corrupt the Russian customs and other parts of the Russian government are. But I think this is clearly going to be a problem for some Western companies who've invested heavily in sales in Russia. And that's going to hurt. It's also going to hurt Russian consumers because they're dependent on things like frozen fruit and vegetables from countries like Poland, which are a very attractive and important part of the Russian weekly shop.
We'll stay there for a second with Russians perhaps suffering. You've also said it might make Russian food more expensive, but can't Putin put this into the narrative of defending Russia against the West?
Absolutely, Robin. I think that's the big point that Putin can say to the Russian people. Why are we buying foreign food anyway? What's wrong with Russian food? So I think he will say that we have to pay a price for the defense of our interests at home and abroad, and that's what we're doing. And it's interesting that the pain of these sanctions is going to be suffered by the Russian population. The Western sanctions are being mainly against Putin's own cronies.
Well, I was going to ask you, how have the sanctions from the West affected Russia?
The Western sanctions, Robin, have caused consternation in some parts of Russia, particularly among rich people who want to travel in the West, who are worried about their investments in the West. And Putin isn't against that because he's been trying to persuade people to bring their money home and to focus more on things inside Russia. And he sees the kind of Western influence in Russia as basically bad. And so our sanctions, in a way, are reducing that. And that's not too bad from his point of view. But it is very bad for these rich Russians who've been used to being kind of global Russians and going to New York or London, France, wherever they want. And now they're beginning to worry, is my money safe? Am I going to be able to travel? What's going to happen with my visa and so on? And I think this offers us an opportunity to extend those visa sanctions and asset freezes and all the other stuff, because it is affecting some people in Putin's inner circle. And that does, to some extent, raise the political pressure on him.
What about the average Russian? Somebody said today, we'll see how they like this when they're not getting cheese from France. But how are they backing Putin?
Putin's popularity is really high at the moment, and I think his base is the less well-educated, less prosperous, more provincial Russians, who are the ones who are less likely to be buying very much food in supermarkets and buying food from Western suppliers. So I think it'll be interesting to see how he targets these sanctions. But my guess is that the sort of food that most Russians eat, particularly at the kind of lower end of the price bracket, is not going to be affected as much as things like upmarket cheeses, French wine, that sort of stuff. And if that upsets the Moscow middle classes, well, tough. He's not going to mind about that.
Well, you've been arguing for a while, and as your book title suggests, that the West is in a new Cold War with Russia. How is it different, though? We're reminded that during the Cold War in the Soviet era, China was not a player. China now can help the Russians out.
China can help the Russians a bit, although China very clearly doesn't want a global confrontation. I think the difference with the old Cold War is that the Soviet Union was bigger and stronger, and it was that we had a real global confrontation then. And we also had a rather clearer clash of values and ideologies. The Soviet communism was really very different from Western liberal democracy and capitalism, whereas now we have Kremlin crony capitalism and kleptocracy against our own system in the West, which is also not in the best of health at the moment. But I think that the really big question we face right now is a European security problem, and that's a problem we also faced during the Cold War, so in that the old Cold War. So in that sense, the two things are quite similar.
Well, one last question for you. Today, Russia granted U.S. intelligence leaker Edward Snowden 3 more years of temporary asylum there. You've argued that Russians essentially recruited Snowden without his knowledge. Now he's in the palm of their hand. What do you think this extension means?
I think anyone who's surprised about this hasn't been paying attention. I wrote a book called The Snowden Operation, where I pointed all the ways in which Snowden had benefited Russia and suggested, though obviously we can't prove it, that Russia had had quite a hand in his odyssey from the bowels of the NSA through Hong Kong to Russia. And it's been tremendous for Russia. It's the Snowden leaks have sowed dissension all over the West, between Europe and America. They've undermined confidence in our intelligence and security agencies. And I think he's done the Russians a great favor, and the least they can do is offer him hospitality.
Edward Lucas of The Economist, a new edition of his book, The New Cold War, came out this week. Edward, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure, Robin.